弟兄姐妹们，早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
如果我们是在西雅图地区哈，我们这里还是上午，我们是十点，现在是十点半。
So here in the Seattle area is 10:30 in the morning.
我们也知道一些其他的弟兄姐妹啊，在网上啊，他们的时间有可能是已经是有的已经可能下午了哈。
And so we know that we have brothers and sisters joining up from all over the world. So for some of them, this may be their afternoon already.
好。那么今天好，我们先一起来，我们先一起来看，是从读一段经文，我们选出来的是在提摩太前书和后书。
And so today let's start our message with some reading of scriptures, and we have picked a scripture from 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy.
那么我们先要读的一段是提摩太前书的第二章里面第一节，我们一直读到第十节。
And so first we'll read from 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10.
我们看看我们能够打出来那个叫做 slide 哈，我们看看能不能
So see if we could bring out our
打出来。
slides.
那个或者我们可以先从OK， 它有了，现在有了。
Okay,
我们是
slide.
我们是先正好，我们先念第一节和第二节啊。我中文念，然后英文再念。
We'll read verse 1 and 2 Chinese first and then English.
我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日。
Verse 1 and 2. First of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all goodness, in all godliness and dignity.
这是保罗，提摩太前书和后书，这是保罗哈，写给提摩太的。
So, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are letters written by Paul to Timothy.
保罗他称提摩太是他的真儿子。
And so Paul calls Timothy his true son.
所以这个保罗他写这两本书信的完成的时间大概是在主后64年到67年的样子完成了这两本书信。
So Paul finished writing these two letters somewhere between 64 and 65 AD.
那么这个提摩太的后书呢，特别是后书呢，是在保罗就要殉道之前，也是保罗的书信最后一封书信。
And so 2 Timothy was finished close to near where when Paul was about to be martyred, and this also was his last letter ever written.
所以保罗在这里，我们刚才读的二章一节和二节，保罗是他是一个以父亲的身份来对他的儿子提摩太来说他是给他的第一个命令。
And so the verse 1 and 2 we just read was written by Paul from a position as a father to son. And this was his first commandment to his son.
所以在这里他说，我劝你第一，所以他讲的第一，要为万人恳求祷告，代求祝谢。
And hence, that's why he said, first of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers and petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men.
所以我们做父亲的，我们都知道哈，我们对儿子，我们对儿子，我们需要把我们一切最最好的，我们能够给他，能够教导他。
And those who are fathers, we know this, that we want to give our very best and teach the very best to our sons.
我们而且希望我们的孩子是能够长成我们所希望他所成长的。
And so I hope that our sons could grow into a man that we hope that they will become.
那么特别在这里，保罗他是对提摩太，因为他们都是在做主的工作。
And especially here, because both Paul and Timothy are doing work for the Lord.
所以他盼望这个提摩太能够成为一个神家中的一个贵重的器皿，能够被神所使用。
And so it was Paul's hope that Timothy could grow into this vessel that could be used by the Lord.
所以保罗他也是他自己也是把祷告总是放在第一位。
And that's why Paul himself also always plays prayer as in the very first place.
所以他在教导这个提摩太的时候也是把这个作为第一条特别的说出来。
And that's why in his teachings to Timothy, he put prayer as the very first thing.
好，我们下面读第三节和第四节我们来看看为什么保罗要这样来首先把这个放在第一位。
And so let's go to verse 3 and 4 and see why Paul placed this as in the first place.
在这里说，第三节，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。他愿意万人得救，明白正道。
So it says, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth.
因为保罗知道我们神的心意，我们需要万人得救，明白正道。他不愿意一个人承认。
For we know that Paul knows it's God's heart for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以我们要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，这也是我们基督徒在这个地上生活的真正的目的和我们来荣耀神。
And that's why we shall pray and petition and thanksgiving on behalf of all men, for that's also one of our purposes as Christians.
我们不只是为了我们自己得救，我们好像就很高兴，但是我们还要为让神的旨意成就，他是要万人得救。
And so not only should we be satisfied of our own salvation, but we also want to be mindful of God's will, and His will is for all to be saved.
我们下面再继续来读第五节和第六节一直读到第十节。
Let's continue.
然后我们先用中文，然后用英文。
Let's continue from verse 5 until 10, and we'll read in Chinese first and then English.
因为只有一位神在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信，学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。又愿女人廉耻，自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
Verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension.
在这里保罗特别的把最最基要的一个福音的真理在这里很简单的把它说出来。
And also likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modesty and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments. So here, Paul shares the truth of the gospel.
在这里他说告诉我们说只有一位神。
Here he tells us that there is only one God.
而且在我们神和荣中间呢，我们只有一位中保。
And between us and God, there's only one mediator.
而且这个中保呢，他已经是来到世上的降世为人的基督耶稣。
And this mediator is Christ Jesus.
所以他，而且这个基督耶稣是把自己作为我们万人，就我们每一个人的赎价。
So here he came into this world, and also he gave himself as a ransom for all.
还说他特别说的，到了时候，这事必证明出来。
And a testimony given at the proper time.
在这句话里面也讲到了我们主耶稣的再来。
And so here he talked about the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
所以保罗下面就是说，他正是怎么做什么使徒呢？就是正是为了这个使命。他做传道的，做使徒。
And so Paul said that for this very purpose, that is why he's been a preacher and apostle.
所以保罗特别是做外邦人的师父。
And so Paul especially was a teacher as, of the Gentiles.
因为这是保罗所领受来的，从我们主耶稣所领受来的，叫他在外邦人中间将我们主耶稣的名来广传。
And that's why what although Jesus gave him charge of, which is to spread the name of our Lord Jesus among the Gentiles.
所以我们称作外邦人，就是以色列，就是以色列人是神的选民，在以色列人之外，以色列人称我们这些都是叫做外邦人。
So that the Israelites are the chosen people. So to them, anyone else outside of themselves are called Gentiles.
所以你看到我们。我们都是只要不是犹太人的话都是属于外邦人的范畴。
And so you and I, as long as we're not Jewish, then we are considered as Gentiles.
所以保罗在这里他也特别是他给外邦人去做师父，他不但是教导，他是来做师父做榜样。
And so here we can see that Paul was not only was he a teacher to them, but he was also setting up himself as an example for the Gentiles.
所以下面他也特别是把他心愿说出来，我们做男人的要举起圣洁的手来随处祷告，就像他教导前面告诉这个提摩太的一样。
And so next he shared, Paul shared what he want men to do, which is to want all men to in every place to pray. So same thing as what he commanded Timothy to do in the beginning of this book.
也讲到我们妇女的话也是我们要有正派的衣裳为装饰，而不是有一些华丽为装饰。
And so when you talk about women, he said that he wants them to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, and not with glamorous clothing.
所以保罗在这里，他是来把这些教导交给这些交给提摩太是他属灵的儿子。
And so here Paul shared these teaching with his spiritual son Timothy.
所以我们今天我们实际上我也在读这个圣经准备的信息的时候，就看到保罗在这里所写的不只是给提摩太写的，现在就是说我们读到的时候，这是神的话对我们在直接在说，我们每一个人在读这个书的在说。
And so as I was preparing this message, and when I come to this paragraph, I realized that this was not only a message Paul was speaking to Timothy, but also it was also a message to all of us.
所以我们可以试着看看把我们自己放到这个提摩太这个位置上面。
So let's try and imagine ourselves in the shoe of Timothy.
我们来听圣灵来向我们说话。
And to listen to hear this, the voice of the Holy Spirit.
下面我的又选了一段呢，就是今天我们的信息的主题经文。
And so the next passage I have chosen is also the main title of our message today.
是四章的16节，前书四章16节。
And so still from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
当保罗在这个前书第二章里面给了提摩太的第一个这个命令也好，是给他的一个劝这指导之后。
So this is after Paul had given Timothy the first command or teaching in chapter 2.
然后第三章呢是来到讲到他在教会里面怎样来设置执事和长老一些教训。
The third chapter is about the teachings and lessons for elders in the church.
然后第四章里面呢也特别是对提摩太讲到他在神的家中应当怎样的行，特别在教导方面。
And so the fourth chapter was Paul's lesson for Timothy in terms of how Timothy should behave in the house of God, and especially in terms of teaching.
所以这个提摩太前书的第四章的十六节呢，是第四章的最后一节，我们在这里一起来看一下。
And so, First Timothy chapter 4 verse 16 is also the very last verse of this chapter. So let's take a look.
所以在保罗在上面给了提摩太一些教训之后，在这里说到你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己又能救听你的人。
And so after Paul had given Timothy various lessons, he summarizes in verse 16 says, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Preserve in these things, for persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and those who hear you.
我们看到保罗在这里用了一个字，他要叫做谨慎，用一个字叫谨慎。
And so here, Paul used this word, this phrase, pay close attention.
所以在这里啊，在讲的谨慎什么？跟提摩太说，要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
And so what are we supposed to pay close attention to? So Paul here said that pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching.
而且还要在这些事上，就是警醒的事上呢，要恒心。
And not only that, but on these things, you should persevere in these things.
就是说你这个谨慎不是一下子，而且是要恒心的。
So that means it's not to just pay close attention for a short while, but rather it's for continuously. Persevere.
这样做，保罗跟提摩太说，你这样做的结果是什么呢？
And so then Paul said that if you do this, the result is
是说能救自己，而且又能救听你的人。
That you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
所以下面我们会因为这一段是今天的主题经文，我们下面还会来详细的来在这里和大家一起分享。
And because this is the main title of today's message, we'll later return to this to dive into this in more detail.
然后下面呢，我们需要读的经文是我是在提摩太后书里面的最后一个章节第四章里面所选出来的。
And the next passage for what we'll be reading today is the is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4, the very last book, chapter 4.
也就是保罗给提摩太的第二封书信，也是他的最后一封书信。
And this is also the second letter Paul written to Timothy, and also this was Paul's last letter as well.
因为这封书信也是我们圣经里面收集的这些保罗的书信里面的就是他在殉道之前的最后的一封书信。
And so this was his last letter before he was martyred.
所以保罗在这个第二封信里面四章第五节里面保罗再次提到谨慎这个字。
And so in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5, Paul once again mentioned about being mindful, pay close attention.
所以我们来看一下第四章的第五节后书第四章第五节，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
So verse 5, it says, but you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
所以我们要知道，我们还要带着，我们知道这是一个做父亲的，对儿子在这样讲这样的话。
So again, this is spoken from a father to his son.
也可以说是保罗后面的遗言了，可以说遗言。
And or in other words, you could also view this as Paul's last will.
所以他在这里再次的来告诫或者劝告这个提摩太，一定要凡事谨慎，凡事谨慎。
And so here he again reminds Timothy to be sober in all things.
而且是要能做成这个传道的功夫尽你的职分。
And that is to do the work of an evangelist.Fulfill your ministry.
所以我们从这里也可以看到保罗他是怎样对待他从主所领受的这个任务任务这个工作是这样的尽心尽意。
And so here we also get insight into how Paul views the command that he's given charge of, how he did this his work that was given to him with all of his heart, mind, and soul.
对，他跟那些前面一些神的仆人一样在他要离世的时候他说出他的肺腑之言。
And just as many faithful servants of God before him, before he was about to leave this world, Paul shared what was in his heart.
他仍然用他所在神面前领受的来完全的传给那个提摩太。
So he completely pour himself out, share everything that he had learned from God with Timothy.
我们看一下四章的第六节，我现在必交奠，我离世的时候到了。
So in verse 6, he says, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come.
第七节，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
And verse 7, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
第八节，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And verse 8 says, In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
所以我们看到保罗在这里 给提摩太的最后的话语，实在是一个鼓励的话。
And so here we can see that the very last words Paul said to Timothy are words of encouragement.
在里面让提摩太看到保罗他所走的这一生的路，他达到了就是说他已经打过了这样美好的征战。
So this allowed Timothy to see that in the rest of his life, Paul, as he said, he had fought that good fight.
所以等待他面前的保罗并不是一个悲伤，乃是等在他面前的是要等到那冠冕存留给他的。
And so what lays before Paul was not sadness, but rather a crown of righteousness.
所以我们可以想象，包括我们自己现在读这书的时候，这是何等的一种鼓励，一种见证在保罗身上。
And so as we read this, not only are we greatly encouraged by his words, but also it was a testimony of Paul.
好，那么下面我们来特别把今天的保罗用的这个词哈，叫谨慎这个字，我们拿出来，我们仔细的来看一看。
So let's dive a little bit deeper into the word Paul used, which is pay close attention to yourself.
讲到的保罗特别在这提醒提摩太说，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
And so that's why Paul mentioned to Timothy to be pay close attention to yourself as well as your teaching.
我们如果从中文来看，中文字来看，我们讲到这个谨慎这两个字。
So if we study this word from the Chinese interpretation of the word.
它就是说，就从这两个字来看，就是说要对你周围的环境特别的注意或者说对你自己的言行要特别的注意，去避免一些可能会发生的事情，但是特别这种事情发生是对你不利的事情。
And so here if we look at these words in context, it's referring to paying close attention to the things on the outside as well as your own behavior and your own speech so that we can avoid unfortunate things from happening.
那么我们看一下英文在英文我选了一个是从这个美国标准版的英文里面选出来一句，他用的翻译就是说please close attention to。
And then, so if we look at this from the English translation, we have chosen two places, two different versions. One is from NASB, which translates this word to mean pay close attention to.
也是跟我们中文是一样他就是说很密切的关注很密切的关注这件事情也好，或者是关注一个什么事情。
So this is a very close translation, very similar translation to the Chinese word that's used, which means that you pay close attention to the things around you.
另外一个英文是从新国际版里面拿出来的话，它也是叫做 watch closely.
And then the other English translation from the NIV version of the Bible uses the word phrase watch closely.
这个 watch 就表示是很警惕的有警醒的这样子的关注不是昏昏沉沉的。
And so this phrase has the connotation of watching very closely to something instead of just ignoring something or just letting something pass you by.
所以我们也知道谨慎的背后它反义词就是说马马虎虎了马马虎虎。
So as we know, the opposite of this, we could use the word careless or hasty.
然后呢，是一些疏忽大意的样子哈，不警惕哈。
So, careless.
当我的讲到这个字的时候，我特别想到我在小时候的时候，乘公共汽车、交通车的时候，就看到常常在司机的上面有一个牌子，叫做"谨慎驾驶"。
And so, speaking of this word, that remind me when I was a kid and riding the public transportation on the buses, next to the driver's seat, there would be this plaque that says, "Drive carefully."
所以你这个车开起来的话，一方面要注意周围哈，有没有其他的人，你不要去撞到人，还有你车里面还有坐的人，这个都是牵涉到人身的安全。
Because when a bus driver is driving a bus, not only does he need to be careful and aware of what's going on outside the bus, but also the people inside the bus as well. So there are many lives at stake.
我们来到美国了，我们在这边我们也都开车哈，我们也是让每次坐在这个驾驶盘后面，我们要提醒自己，我们要谨慎，我们要谨慎的开车。
So here in the U.S., now that we come to the U.S., most of us drive cars in our daily lives, and so when we get into the driver's seat, we also need to pay close attention when we drive.
如果你有孩子，已经是经过或者正在这个学车的这个阶段的话，我想你坐在旁边开车的时候，你的心可能你可能比他还紧张。
And I'm sure all of you have the similar experience where if you have a teenager who's of the age of driving, learning to drive, and when they were sitting in the driver's seat and you're sitting on the passenger side, I'm sure your heart's probably lifted up to your throat as they were driving.
所以有的时候真是讲的话，心脏病都要出来哈。
It's almost like you're about to have a heart attack.
那么我们讲到我们自己教会的话也是一样，我们在要我们要买一部这个大的一个叫做 van 哈，我们想来接送我们的年长的弟兄姐妹来到星期天来做一起来敬拜。
Similar way, for our church, when we were deciding on purchasing a van, to make it easier to help transport our elderly brothers and sisters to and from church.
所以我们执事们在讨论买这车的时候，我们也是。非常仔细的讨论买什么样的车，它的安全性最好。
And so, in a similar way, when the deacons board were meeting to get to decide what kind of car, what kind of van to purchase, we consider everything, including whether they're how safe they are.
所以我们做了各方面的调查，哈，做了各方面的调查，然后我们对开车司机，我们也都是非常的精心的挑选，哈，我们比较严格，我们为的是就是谨慎，哈，在这个方面非常的谨慎。
And so we did all sorts of research, and then in picking the car, and also in even in picking the drivers, we were very, very careful. So in everything, we pay close attention to.
因为这些我们都是服侍我们的弟兄姐妹也是这种在这方面的服侍神，我们都要非常的谨慎的态度。
Because this is all part of serving our brothers and sisters, serving our God. So therefore, we need to pay close attention to everything.
那么我们最近我们一直在谈到在瘟疫期间，我们现在我们的教会这个团契中心，我们可以再打开来，我们来重新弟兄姐妹可以回到这里一起来敬拜。
And so also recently during this pandemic, we had discussion about opening up the church so that brothers and sisters can once again return to the church to worship.
我们在这个准备工作中，我们的执事们的同工们非常的谨慎做各样的安排的事情。
And so, as part of preparation work, brothers and sisters have paid very close attention to everything that's involved in terms of prepping the church to be ready.
我们也特别是对待这个疫情现在发展的情况，我们也密切的注视。
And especially, we pay close attention to the progress of the pandemic right now.
所以到现在我们还没有正式的开放，我们也在继续的在我们的谨慎的准备当中。
And that's why we still haven't opened up yet, because we are continuing to monitor closely of the situation.
所以那么我们现在也可以来看一看在圣经里面在圣经里面用到这个字谨慎这两个字的一些地方。
So let's take a further look at different places where in the Bible this word pay close attention was used.
第一个我选的是创世纪的24章的第六节。
So the first part I chose is from Genesis chapter 24, verse 6.
这是亚伯拉罕啊，他年纪已经老的时候，他要为以撒来选一位妻啊，选妻子啊，为他来选妻子的时候，对他老仆人最老的仆人讲的话。
So this was spoken by Abraham to his oldest servant when he wanted to find a wife for his son Isaac.
因为他是要打发这个老仆人回到这个亚伯拉罕他出来的地方来去为他的儿子以撒来选一位女子做妻子。
And so because Abraham was about to send his oldest servant to the place where he came, where Abraham came from, in order to select a young woman to be wife for his son.
所以24章的6节说，亚伯拉罕说哈，他你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。
And so verse 6 it says, Then Abraham said to him, Beware that you do not take my son back there.
知道为什么亚伯拉罕说这个话吗？
So do you know why Abraham said this?
因为亚伯拉罕知道是神带领他出乌尔，一直来到他现在这个地方。
Because Abraham knew that it was God who brought him out of Ur. So out of that place.
如果是为了选妻子的话，让以撒又回到他原来地方的话，这已经是违背了神的旨意了。
And so if in order to choose a wife for his son, and he brought his son back to earth, then it's against God's will.
所以亚伯拉罕给这老仆人就是一句命令，就是谨慎，不要带我的儿子回到那里。
And so that's why Abraham gave his old servant this commandment and said, Beware that you do not take my son back there.
所以我们注意看到，这是一个也是亚伯拉罕一个主人对仆人的一个交代一个嘱咐。
And so this is a commandment from him to his old servant.
那么下面我又选了一段是在生命记生命记第4章的23节。
And next, we'll go read from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23.
这是摩西在这里说的话。
And so this was spoken by Moses.
那么我们讲到生命记生命记的意思就是实际上再重申一遍再把前面的讲过的话重申来回忆一遍重新的来嘱咐一遍。
And so the word Deuteronomy means to reiterate again.
所以你看生命记里面好多东西它是在前面出埃及记然后利未记民数记里面都有过。
And so that's why a lot of things that's mentioned in Deuteronomy have mentioned in other books before.
在这里摩西说对以色列的众民说他说你们要谨慎免得忘记耶和华你们神与你们所立的约。
So here he says, So watch yourselves, that you do not forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you.
刚才这个英文已经读了后面一段话，我就把中文再讲一下。为自己雕刻偶像，就是你耶和华神所禁止你做的偶像。
So this was forbidden to make anything of the Lord, to make anything against, to make for yourself a graven image in the form of anything.
所以摩西在这说这话的时候，他完全是知道一个金牛犊，他再次提醒这个金牛犊事件的后果。
And so when he said these things, Moses was completely aware of the golden calf.
所以金牛犊的后果是以色列的12个支派里面只有一个支派。他们有资格在神的殿中来服侍神。
And so Moses knew completely about the golden calf and what the consequences were. And so the consequence was that out of the 12 tribes of Israel, only one was allowed to serve in the temple.
而且就是那件事件的话，神的愤怒达到极点几乎要把所有的这些摩西带出来的人都要把他灭了。
And so, because of this event, God almost wiped out the entire all the tribes.
所以摩西在这里用了这个字，你们要谨慎。
So that's why Moses used the word "watch yourselves."
在下面一段，我们一起来再分享，是在啊约书亚约书亚记。
Next part will read from Book of Joshua。
跟那个前面摩西是一样哈，摩西也是啊神的仆人，带领他们众以色列出来的时候啊，这个摩西啊可以说是给啊他带出来这批人的最后的一个教训和遗言。
And so, just like what Moses said, this could be interpreted as Moses' will for the people, last will for the people.
那么在约书亚记的23章的11节是这样说，这是约书亚在说哈。
So this in Book Joshua chapter 23 verse 11, this is what Joshua said.
你们要分外谨慎，爱耶和华你们的神。
Said, so take diligent heed to yourselves.To love the Lord your God.
到了23章的时候，这是约书亚也要啊快要啊离世，所以他这一些的话，嘱咐的话，也是一个遗言。
And so, in chapter 23, this was written around time when Joshua also too was about to leave the world. So this too could be interpreted as his last will for his people.
他是啊率领啊接替摩西率领以色列进迦南的啊。首领。
So he was a leader who took over for Moses and led the people into the land of Canaan.
他完全经历了神的同在。
So he had experienced God's presence with him.
特别是耶利哥之战他就知道他们顺服神神是他们元帅他们就得胜。
So especially after the Battle of Jericho, he knew that God is their general.
如果没有照着神的话去做，他们就打败仗。
If they did not do according to what God commanded, then they were defeated.
所以他在这里嘱咐这些以色列人这些人说，你们要分外谨慎。
So that's why he commanded the Israelites to take diligent heed to yourselves.
而且分外谨慎什么呢？要爱耶和华你们的神。
And to do what? To love the Lord your God.
我们再继续看一看是在列王记列王记上。
And let's take a look at another passage, and this is in 1 King.
那是大卫大卫向所罗门也是大卫就要离开这个世界他也是说相当于对所罗门说的遗言。
And so this was spoken by David to Solomon towards the end of David's life, so also could be considered as David's last will.
二章四节，耶和华必成就向我所应许的话，说：你的子孙若谨慎自己的行为，尽心尽意、诚诚实实地行在我面前，就不断人做以色列的国位。
So, chapter 2, verse 4 says, So that the Lord may carry out his promise which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your sons are careful of their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart, And with all their soul, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel.
所以这里是神在这里讲，是说跟大卫讲，你的子孙如果谨慎的话。
So here we see that God spoke to David, saying that if your sons are careful of their way.
所以后果是，如果你谨慎，你就不断有人去做这个以色列的国位。
And so if they're careful with their ways, then the result was that he shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel.
那么换句话说，如果不谨慎不马马虎虎的话，那这个就做这个国位的这个人就会断。
So in other words, if they're not careful with their ways, and instead they were careless, then the line to the throne would be discontinued.
那么我们再下面一个是大卫，也是大卫的他在诗篇里面讲到的一句。
So let's take another look at different passage, and this also was from David in the Psalms.
39章的第一节，我曾说我要谨慎我的言行，免得我舌头犯罪，恶人在我面前的时候，我要用嚼环勒住我的口。
And so this is Psalm 39, verse 1 says, For the choir director, David said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth as with a muzzle while the wicked are in my presence.
所以我们读圣经呢，我们都知道大卫确实是经历了许多的苦难，也有神的管教在里面。
So, for those of us who read the Bible, we know that David truly have encountered many difficulty, challenges, and pains. And in there were many disciplines from God.
所以他确实实施，这是他的肺腑之言和他的学习到的宝贵的功课要谨慎他的言行。
So here we can truly see that David's sharing from his long, hard-learned lessons.
那我们下面还有在路加福音说，我们主耶稣在这里说的路加福音12章15节。
And next, turn to Luke chapter 12. This was spoken by our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是对待那个有一个让他帮助他分家业的一个人说完话之后转身对众人说。
So.This was spoken after Jesus helped another man with dividing his inheritance.
在这里，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Then he said to them, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions."
所以主耶稣在这里告诫我们。要免去一切贪心免去一切的贪心。
And so here, our Lord Jesus warned us to be on our guard against every form of greed.
我们在读提摩太前书的时候也可以看到提摩太那保罗也说，这贪心是万恶之根。
And so we could also see that from Paul once said that in 1 Timothy, he said that you know the greed is the root of all evil.
下面我们去跳过这个3章10节，我们直接听到彼得前书4章7节。
And so let's go to First Peter chapter 4, verse 7。
因为彼得在这里也说哈，也是在彼得在后也是在彼得离开这个殉道离世殉道之前也说的一个遗言。
So this was spoken by Peter.Before he was martyred as well. So this also could be considered his last will.
So Peter 在这里也再次提醒我们，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Here he said, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer."
刚才我们看了一下，我们只选了一部分在圣经里面去用到这个谨慎这个字，实际上用的地方很多很多。
So this is just a sample of where the Bible used the word pay close attention to. There were actually many, many more places where this was used. This was mentioned.
所以我们现在回到这个保罗他在这里特别提醒提摩太一定要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
And so here we go back to Paul's reminder to Timothy to pay close attention to himself and his ways.
为什么呢？因为在第四章十二节里面，保罗跟提摩太说到了，说要叫提摩太是做信徒的榜样的。
And so, because in 1 Timothy chapter 4, he said that he reminded Timothy to be an example of those who believe.
我们看一下下面一张 slide.
Now let's take a look at our slide.
我们在这里是讲到这个。要谨慎谨慎自己呢，而且是谨慎自己，而且是能够救自己。
And so we were reminded of previously where we read that to pay close attention to your ways so that you could bring salvation to yourself.
所以在这里我们看下面一章四章十二节是这样说：不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心。信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says, Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe.
所以在保罗说提摩太要做榜样的时候，那就保罗就特别的提醒他，首先要谨慎自己，还有自己的教训。
And so, when Timothy was to become an example of the faith, Paul reminded him to, first of all, be mindful for yourself, watch yourself.
那么好，我们先来看一下保罗在这里提醒提摩太，特别要在言语上面要做这种信徒的榜样，也就是在言语上你要谨慎。
So here we take a look at specifics where Paul reminded Timothy of on his speech, he need to be careful.
我们看一下下面一章讲到谨慎上面言语上面的谨慎是什么呢？在保罗的一些教导里面，我们可以看到保罗说。要说造就人的好话。
And so what does it mean? In the lessons that Paul has shared, it means to speak in a way that it bring benefit to others.
因为这句话呢是从在以弗所书的时候保罗跟以弗所的圣徒们说这个污秽的言语一句都不可出。
So this was coming out from the lesson Paul gave in the book of Ephesians, where he says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth.
只要说造就人的好话。
But only such a word as is good for edification.
这个是在言语上的谨慎。
So this is what it means to be mindful of your words.
实际上我们可以我们自己也常常的可以一天下来之后我们可以回想一下。我们一天里面，我们今天说很多的话，我们有哪些话是真正的能够就造就人的好话
？And so we can also examine ourselves and think back that each day at the end of the day, think back to all the words that we have said. How many of them are good for edification?
所以实际上我们发现，我们无论做家长的也好，包括我自己就是说，我想想我过去我们现在还是长大了，过去。确实，一天里面可以说可能都没有一句能真正造就人的话。
And thinking back to my life, especially as parent, and in terms of speaking to others and our children, I really feel like out of the entire day, there's probably not even one or two words that are good for edification.
可能都是一些训斥的话比较多一些。
Perhaps there are more words of discipline others.
按照英文可能就是 yell 哈 ，yell 这个很多
，or yelling or admonishing our kids。
所以我们现在还是一样，我们还是可以好好的，我们每一天都来好思想一下，我们今天到底说了几句能够造就人的话。
And we could still do it today. Each day we meditate. How many times have we spoken words that are good for edification?
我也请他自己也是包括在教会里面一起同工里面确实是很吝啬就说造就人的好话很不愿意说出来一样。
And,
实际上是在自己里面没有了。
And examining myself, I realized in my daily life, especially in among co-workers, I feel like I was so stingy with good for edification. Probably just none.
而且常常还是一些找毛病的话比较多。
Probably more along the lines of picking out problems, pointing out problems.
还有我们要常常带着和气，就讲话里面要带着和气。
And also, let your speech always be with grace.
这也是保罗提醒的一个在言语上的谨慎。
So this is also a reminder from Paul in terms of for us to be careful with our speech.
实际上我们常常是没有带着和气，反而是常常带着血气带着血气。
But in reality, a lot of times our speech often does not come with grace, but rather with fleshly feelings, emotional feelings.
对，我还记得那个实际上我妻子常常会讲我因为我的话出来实际上对孩子们的伤害都是很大的，就像前面一样的，没有说什么造就人的好话，只是批评。
And so that remind me, oftentimes my wife will remind me that my speeches to in my communication with my kids, there weren't that many words of grace, but rather more admonishment to them.
而且特别是在讲话这个态度的这个带着和气方面根本就一点没有，在家里讲话根本就没有。
And nor have I show any grace in my attitude when I speak.
所以我太太会常常会讲他们你在家里面讲话能不能就像你在教会里面跟其他的人讲话，特别是跟其他的姐妹们讲话，那样的态度来对待我多好。
So my wife will often request that, can't you not speak to me in a similar tone that you speak outside, especially in church or with other, like to other sisters at church?
他说你在家里面讲话那个态度，他简直不耐心，好像当外人不知道，他说只有我知道，他说你如果能把我当作外人也很好。
And she continued to say that oftentimes you speak to me with an impatient attitude. Why don't you just treat me like someone from outside the family? Speak to me with that attitude. That would be great.
所以我们讲话的一些态度这些方面哈，真是没有这个上面谨慎的话哈，我们确实是对我们周围的人都是伤害的。
And so if we are not mindful and not careful with our speech, then we might hurt those around us.
包括我们在一起同工，在教会里面，我们更是如此啊。我们在一起同工的话，我们大家的关系都比较密切啊，所以好多地方有一些争论，但是我们各方面常常是血气出来啊，没有真正带着和气。
Especially when we are talking with other coworkers, because we serve closely together, and sometimes when we talk, the words may not be filled with grace, but rather it's probably very emotionally filled.
所以在言语上谨慎，还有一个方面就是言语的神权啊，神权是什么就是什么啊，不用夸大。
And so, in terms of we could be careful of our speech, this also involves the truthfulness in our speech. So we say things as they are and not exaggerate things.
不是随嘴乱谈哈，不是随嘴乱谈。
And not just will say things willy-nilly.
你发现你如果随嘴乱谈的时候，有的时候你还要花好多的时间与话语来遮盖啊，来解释啊，我不是这个意思啊，或者是什么。
And actually, in fact, you'll discover that if you say things without giving things a thought, you may spend more time later on trying to explain what you said before.
那么我们再往下面看一个保罗特别也提醒提摩太是在行为上的谨慎。
And so next, let's take a look at another warning from Paul regarding our actions. Careful of our actions.
所以讲的在行为上谨慎。
So be careful of our actions.
在这里我列了两条方面看出来哈，就是第一个，我们的行事为人要端正。
And so, I've mentioned two places, two examples. What first is to behave properly.
而且呢，一举一动呢，有新生的样式。
And to walk in newness of life.
所以我们特别要注意到我们自己哈，我们在人前，在人后，我们所讲的话也好。
So we must pay close attention to ourselves, whether when we talk, when we stand, are standing in front of others, or we are away from others.
Yeah, 是不是都一致哈？我们都一致。
We must be consistent in how we talk.
在家里也好，或者在教会也好，或者在你的工作单位也好，为人是不是也是一致一样？
Whether we are at church or at home or at workplace, whether our actions are consistent as well.
那么我们也听到有些传道人讲过一件事，说有一个传道人的妻子，他说他真是想把他的家就完全搬到讲台上面，因为他在讲台上面，他的先生就是传道人那个是特别的完美哈，那个完美。
So the other preacher shared this story where a preacher's wife once said that she would love to move her house onto the podium because the way that her husband behaves on podium is just perfect when he was standing on the podium.
所以呢，我们我自己也是哈，我自己也是，实际上在家里和在教会里面都不一样，因为我妻子也常常会说，人家看你脾气都很好，但实际上不知道你在家里的脾气很糟糕。
I can see myself in the same way that I behave differently in church versus when I'm at home. So my wife often said that you're completely different. That people outside doesn't know that think that you're very patient.
所以那个我们的孩子曾经说过我是假冒伪善哈，我想这句话一点不错。
And so I think things got to a point that where my children once said to me that I was a hypocrite.
我们还有我们在公共场合我们的一些表现，还有我们在我们上司面前，如果在公司单位上司面前或者在下属面前，我们的表现是不是都是一致？
And also, this involves us behaving consistently, whether we're in public or before a boss or in front of our those who are under us.
特别还有在一些异性的面前，我们的行为，我们的举止是不是也是一样？
And also that goes to our behavior in front of people of the opposite sex, whether we are our behaviors are consistent.
是不是也是端正的？
And whether they're proper.
那么我们特别讲到这些方面，我们有一些不好的一些瘾，我们这些一定要把它除去。
And so especially when we talk about this, then we need to be very absolute mindful of ourselves and anything that's improper that we need to get rid of.
比如讲一些吸毒也好，或者一些网络上面的一些色情啊，有的东西根本不该看的啊，赌博啊这些东西，我们都是这些东西都要把它除去。
So that also goes with different vices that we may have in our life, whether it be that be drug abuse or pornography online or other things that are impure, that we need to get rid of these things.
我们包括讲的做工也好，在单位也好，在教会也好，在家里，都是我们要不要在人前人后不一样，然后做偷懒。
And so we must not be inconsistent when we are before in front of people, or we're away from people, we're in public places, or we're in our privacy of our homes, we must be consistent.
我们下面再看在爱心上谨慎。
And so next, let's take a look at how we need to be place close attention in love.
我们从这上面就可以看到保罗他是一个非常非常爱神的子民的人。
So from this, we can see that Paul is someone who loved God and also loved God's people.
你看保罗的书信，他每一封书信，他都写到他为这些他写信的这些人，都是在常常的祷告，而且感恩，而且常常带着眼泪。
And because in every letter he wrote to the churches and others, we can see that he began with how he prayed for them often. And pray with them also sometimes in tears as well.
因为特别讲到爱，保罗想的爱的第一个他讲到的就是爱是恒久的忍耐。
Especially on the topic of love, for he began that topic with saying, love is patient.
我们看到保罗他是犹太人，但他你知道他所受的逼害逼迫最多的就是他的同胞。 这个犹太教的这些人。
And so Paul was Jewish, but from his history, from his writings, we know that he received the most persecution from other Jewish people, from the Judea, religion.
但是保罗并没有因为这些犹太人犹太教的来逼迫他而恨他们，他反而是真是爱他们。
But yet he did not hate the people because of that, but rather he actually loved them even more.
保罗实在是在罗马书里面写到，他说他为了选民，他宁愿他与耶稣基督的爱隔绝，他也愿意这些选民就是犹太人能够得救。
He even said in the book of Romans that for the chosen people's salvation, he would rather have himself be separated from the love of Christ and see that the Israelite be accepted and saved.
这是保罗他真正的爱神，他也知道神的心意，他的意愿，万人得救，包括这些选民更是要得救，所以他也愿意这样去做。
And so here we can clearly see how Paul knew God's will so well, that he know that it was God's will for everyone to be saved, including the chosen people.
保罗实在是我们的榜样，特别我们现在我们是传福音的，在神的家中做服事的，都是我们的榜样。我们有没有这样爱神的心，爱神的群羊的心，爱人灵魂的心？
And so Paul was truly our example. Whether we're preaching or serving in God's house, do we have this love to love the people?
而且是为这些万人得救，所以保罗为什么在前面第一个对提摩太的指示？ 就是说要为万人来祷告和恳求。
And so especially for everyone to be safe, that's why in the very first place Paul said to first Timothy was that to pray for all men.
所以保罗, 你看到保罗爱神, 爱人,
So here we can see that Paul loved God, loved people.
所以他在这里提醒提摩太, 从爱情上来谨慎,
And so that's why Paul here reminds Timothy to pay close attention in love.
然后我们再想往下面看, 在性情上要谨慎。
And also next, we continue on as we say, also pay close attention in faith.
因为我们在神的家里面, 特别是对信神的人, 我们行事为人是凭着信心, 不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
那么我们, 特别讲到我们, 在同工方面, 我们一起在教会的弟兄姐妹当中, 我们是不是能够不只是我们现在我们眼睛现在看到我们弟兄姐妹的 比如讲属灵, 属灵光景也好, 是不是我们有信心在神的里面, 我们能够看到这位弟兄或姐妹, 他能够成为神的一个贵重的器皿。
And so going back to example of serving in church and serving with other co-workers, are we only limited by what we see with our eyes of how the others are, or do we have this faith that to see that they will become more like Christ?
我们能不能真的相信神, 他是知道我们每一个人的。
And do we have this faith to believe that God knows every single one of us?
而且每一个人, 在神的心意里面, 他有他的旨意在我们身上。
And also to believe that God has His will for every single one of us.
因为主耶稣告诉我们, 我们的头发, 都被我们的父在天父都数过的。
Because our Lord Jesus tells us that even the very strand of hair on the top of our head, our Heavenly Father already counted every single one of them.
所以我们有没有这信心, 我们相信这个话。
So do we have faith to believe these words?
我们特别对我们中间, 如果我们同工有的跌倒的也好, 有的跌倒的话, 或者有缺点的, 我们有没有信心, 知道我们让神依靠神, 他一定能够, 把他给带回来, 从跌倒, 重新站起来。
Especially when we see those around us, when they fall, do we have this faith to believe that God will bring them back?
我们能不能, 举起圣洁的右手, 真是来为他们, 来祷告。
And can we lift up our holy hands to pray for them?
好像, 不是我们好失去了任何盼望, 就不管了或怎么样, 就说, 就随他了, 就让他, 让他跌倒一样的。
And not lose hope and just gave up on that person.
包括我们现在, 我们这个, 在这个瘟疫, 这个期间里面, 我们有没有信, 相信神, 我们知道神, 仍然是在一切的掌控之中。
Especially during this pandemic, do we have this faith to believe that God is still in control of everything?
我们对我们做家长的也是一样, 我们对我们的孩子, 我们不要失去盼望, 我们也不要失去在神里面的信心。
And so especially for our for us as parents, do not lose faith in our children, in the work that God is doing for our children.
我们有没有这信心, 不是光看到我们现在孩子怎么样, 我们有没有信心把孩子放在你的祷告中, 交给神。
And do we have faith to not just see our children as they are now, but put them into the hands of our God in our prayers?
我们相信神, 祂有祂的时间, 祂有祂的方法, 祂有祂的爱, 来爱你的孩子, 带领你的孩子。
We must believe that God has His timing and His ways to love and guide our children.
我们下面再看一个, 是保罗特别提醒, 是在清洁上来谨慎。
And so let's take a look at another point where Paul said to pay close attention in purity.
这是, 保罗在, 提摩太前书的第五章, 就是我们那个16节下面, 第五章的第二节里面, 从这句话是从这个里面出来哈。
So this the passage was taken from 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 2.
他说, 劝老年妇女如同母亲, 劝少年妇女如同姐妹, 总要清清洁洁的。
It says the older women as mothers and the younger women as sisters in all purity.
所以还要保守我们自己的清洁。
And so we need to keep our own purity.
所以我们要特别注意我们有些东西有些东西是根本不该去摸，不该去看。
So pay special attention to things that we should not be touching, should not be watching.
我们比如说有些电影或者一些网络一些网站根本就碰都不要碰的。
For example, certain movies or certain website that we should never touch.
或者说有的根本不该有的关系特别是异性的这关系有的不该有的不及这些东西都根本就要完全的除掉。
Or improper relationships, especially with those of the opposite sex, that it's, we should not, if it's improper, we should not have it.
因为这些东西是不但是不清清洁洁，而且是会污秽，而且会害你的生命。
So for these things, not only are they impure, but they will also bring a blemish to your life.
而且有的地方是比如讲不该去的地方，或者有的工作也根本不该去做的。
Or maybe in terms of your work, some places that you shouldn't be going, or some of the work you should not be taking on.
Yeah, 特别是这种一些这些网络的东西这些它通过我们的思想意念潜移默化的来改变我们包括改变我们的情感。
Especially those things on the internet, these things slowly and imperceptibly change our thoughts, the way that we think and the way we feel.
因为我们讲到撒旦哈，撒旦是蛇哈，撒旦是蛇。
Because we talk about Satan is like is the snake.
是蛇，它可以在草地里面一动不动，可以待了很久很久。
As a snake, he can wait in the grass and the lawn, motionless for a long, long time.
而且它可以等待机会，它可以等待机会来，这样把你咬住哈。
And then he could wait until the perfect opportunity for him to strike and bite you.
所以保罗在这里也特别提醒提摩太特别是对待这些妇女或者这些姐妹年长的年幼的清清洁洁。
And so here Paul specially reminds Timothy of how to treat those in church, especially those of the opposite sex, whether they be older women or younger.
许多也听到教会的历史，我们也听到要教会的历史过来哈，有不少确实非常好的传道人，牧师也好，神的仆人，有的时候在这个方面没有谨慎。以至于被仇敌攻击得很厉害，以至于伤害了神的家，神的见证。
And so for those who pay close attention to church history, we know that throughout the church history, there were many, many great preachers and missionaries who, they were great, but then they did not pay close attention to on the matters of relationship with those in the opposite sex and then resulted in causing great harm to others and the church.
所以保罗在这里特别提出来，把这点清洁上面的谨慎向提摩太提出。
And so that's why Paul especially singled this out for Timothy to pay close attention in purity.
然后我们还有再看下面一个在钱财上面在钱财上面也要非常的谨慎。
And so next we take a look at paying close attention to money.
他说只要有衣有食就当知足。
So it says you shall be content if one has food and covering.
这是一个神的仆人，也是圣徒应该有的标准。
And so this is a bar that as a servant of God should strive for, should have.
还记得我们主耶稣，我们刚才前面一句话，主耶稣说家道的丰富与生命是没有关系的。
As we previously read that your worldly possession has nothing to do with your faith or salvation.
我自己就在这个上面确实是犯了一个很大的就被陷入到这个里面去。
So I myself, I know I have fell into this trap.
就是在做股票那个风潮的时候也被卷入进去哈。虽然心里面想说不是为了赚钱，是为了投资或怎么样。
So I was swept into the whole craze of the stock market when I was growing up, even though I say to myself, oh, I'm not doing just to be greedy, I'm just doing this as an investment.
所以在那个时代叫做dot-com时代，所以股票你钱放进去几乎就没有什么再出得来的了。And
so during the dot-com era, basically when you put your money into the stock market, pretty much it doesn't come out.
所以正是像保罗在提摩太前书六章九节说的那样，就有这个贪财的心，然后呢就陷在这个迷惑里面，然后落在这个网络和许多无知的这个有害的私欲里面。
As Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9, he says, but those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
后来那个这个事情以后，我们在弟兄里面，我们在一起交通的时候，跟几位非常能够彼此了解的弟兄，我们互相就坦诚在这交通的时后，也提到这件事情。And
so after this whole thing blew away, and later during fraternity meetings with brothers, I shared this with those. We talked about this topic with several brothers.
所以这些可爱的弟兄就也笑着跟我说，好，你在这个钱财方面你是得好，有功课得好好的学。And so
these brothers jokingly tease me in a kind-hearted fashion, saying that, oh, looks like you still have lesson to learn on matters of money.
所以真是要在这个上面谨慎，我们就要有时就当知足，我们可以用我们多余那个钱财来供应我们其他需要的人。And
so truly, on we need to pay close attention to money, and that be content with food and covering, and spend the remainder of money on those who have more needs.
下面我们继续看保罗特别还提醒提摩太。 他要注意谨慎自己的教训。And
so next we take a closer look at Paul's reminder to Timothy to pay close attention to your own lessons, to your teachings.
这个教训第一个要讲的是最最基本的，就是耶稣基督降世是为了要救罪人。And
so these lessons, the very first one is about Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
而且保罗他以自己为榜样，说他就是罪人中的罪魁。And
Paul mentioned himself as the perfect example, is saying that he is the sinners of sinners.
所以我们都应该在主耶稣面前，我们承认我们实实在在我们是个罪人，而且不但是罪人，也是罪魁。And
so before our Lord Jesus, we should accept that we are sinners, and not only that, but also sinners of sinners.
而且注意到保罗讲的罪魁，他不是说他以前是罪魁，他在讲的时候用的时态，他就是 I am， 就是说就是现在时，就是我是，现在我是。
So when Paul talked about this, he did not say that he was a sinner and wasn't anymore, but when he was talking about this, he was using a tense that indicated he still is, still current. It's a current tense.
所以我们主耶稣他来到世上，他道成肉身成为人，是来救。 你我，我们众人。And
so our Jesus came into this world, the Word became flesh, in order to save you and I.
再往下面一条，下面看一下。Next. 那耶稣基督呢，就是我们的中保。Next,
we look at how Lord Jesus is our mediator.
所以主耶稣来到世上，他成为我们的中保。我们只有一条路，我们靠着主耶稣基督，我们能够和父神和好。
And so our Lord Jesus came into this world in order to become our mediator. And there's only one path to salvation, and it's for Him.
而且，主耶稣再往下面看一个，主耶稣是我们的赎价，上面已有了。And
also, our Lord Jesus gave Himself as a ransom for all.
我们特别听到，我们彭弟兄，传道人彭弟兄在前面几次讲到，那个神，我们都是属于神的。
And our brother Peng, in his previous messages, he shared how that we all belong to God.
因为主耶稣，他是我们至亲的救赎主。
For our Lord Jesus is our relative savior.
所以主耶稣基督他不只 yeah, 所以主耶稣基督他不只是、以色列人、神的选民、的、来救主，他也是我们外邦人万人的救赎主。
And so not only was our Lord Jesus the Redeemer for the chosen people, but he's also the Savior and Redeemer for all of the Gentiles.
我们还再往上面看一个、啊、就说保罗在这里特别的提醒提摩太不可传异教。
And next we take a look at Paul's reminder to Timothy to not teach strange doctrines.
当时你如果读提摩太前书、前书第一章的时候保罗把提摩太放在、以弗所就、其中一个目的是要让他来阻止有些人要在那里传异教。
And so in 1 Timothy, we saw that、Paul placed Timothy in Ephesus specifically so that he could stop、men from teaching strange teachings,、doctrines.
所以保罗我们都知道保罗他所传的他不传别的他只传主耶稣并他钉十字架。
And so as we know that Paul does not preach anything else but、the fact that Jesus was nailed on the cross.
所以保罗在这里提醒提摩太要注意谨慎他的教训只有这样的话能够救听他的人。
And so Paul's reminding Timothy to be pay close attention to his、teachings and、to teach only the truth and only then can he bring salvation to others.
好，我们下面再看一章，然后保罗在提摩太的后书了、啊、第二封信里面、在最后的章节里面再次提到、提醒要这个提摩太、凡事谨慎。
And so now comes to 2 Timothy, which is the very last book、to Timothy in chapter 4. It says、to be sober in all things.
为什么呢？因为是要给后来信耶稣得永生的人做榜样的。
And the reason was that so that you could become an example to those who come to believe in Christ later on.
所以这句话也是对我们说的，我们这些人在神面前要做见证，我们一定要凡事谨慎。
And so these words are also for us, that those of us who are to give testimony for the faith, that we need to be paid close attention and be sober in all things.
因为我们实在是要见证主耶稣的生命在我们里面，然后才能成为后来信耶稣人的榜样。
And only then can we become an example to those who come to become a believer later on.
我们真是感谢神今天他借着这个提摩太前后书保罗的劝勉再次的鼓励我们。
And I want to thank God for him using 1st and 2nd Timothy as an encouragement to all of us today.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's have our prayer.
我们亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你自己的话语。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you for giving us your words.
你真是用你自己的话语来救我们。
And using your words, you teach us.
你用你的话语来洁净我们。
And you use your words to cleanse us.
你用你的话成为我们真正的生命的粮。
And your words become the true food for us, spiritual food for us.
帮助我们，也求圣灵在这里，带领我们进入一切的真理。
And help us so that the Holy Spirit can guide us into the truth of everything.
让你的话，天天都让我们来寻求。
May we seek your words each and every day.
让我们天天，我们来亲近你，向你来祷告和祈求。
May we be close to you each and every day and pray to you.
不但是为我们自己谨慎，我们更是为万人祷告和祈求。
Not only do we pay close attention to ourselves, but also to pray for all men.
让我们真实在地上过的生活是效法我们主耶稣。
And may the life that we live on earth be an imitation of our Lord Jesus.
我们来讨神的喜悦，将荣耀都归给我们的神。
And to do things that are acceptable in God's sight.
我们这样感谢、祈求、祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
We give thanks and we pray this in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.